You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage, heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
The following is a paid program. This program may contain adult themes and nudity, and you can never go wrong with that. Speaking of always being right, views expressed on this program are those of life-experienced mechanics. Continued listening may cause addiction and, in rare cases, a rash. Discretion is advised. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740, or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al, it's time to hit it!
Yee-haw!
Well, hello there. Dave's Corner Garage is wide open today, and of course, we have a lot of things to talk about. Joining us today would be Ryan Rogers from Car Cost Canada. We all know about those folks. You know, if you want to buy a car, they help you, they hold your hand, and they get you the deal of a lifetime.
The best deal in town.
I couldn't get such a good deal.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
That's it. After that buildup. And we're going to be talking this morning with Kerry Schmidt, our famous OPP driver. Kerry is going to talk about an article in the Toronto Star about cyclists in Collingwood, where they feel entitled because you don't have to stop at the stop signs, stop at the red lights. You can ride double, and you can disobey the law. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. He's also going to talk about where he is today, which we will find out when we join with him. And Mike Wilson from Lant Insurance. Mike is over in Orono, which is 35 and 115, I think it is.
Okay. Peterborough area?
Yeah, Peterborough area. They're having a car show at the local Petro-Can station. Nonos Petro-Can is actually where we are.
Must be a big place.
500 cars, apparently.
That's a big gas station.
It's a big gas station, large fields.
Uh-huh.
All right. I'm wondering where the septic tanks are.
But there's lots of gas there.
Anyways, we'll talk about that later. So, there you go. When we come back, Kerry Schmidt's going to be on the phone, and we're going to talk about the article where cyclists slam OPP's negative attitude.
I get no respect. No respect at all.
Nobody loves me at all.
All right. We'll be right back.
We're back, and by the way, the garage door is wide open for your calls, so if you want to call in, we will take your calls. Kerry Schmidt's on the phone. Kerry, good morning. How are you?
Excellent. How are you doing today?
Good. Where are you? You were telling me you were some tennis court or something?
Yeah, we're down at the beaches here watching beach volleyball. Got a big tournament going on, having a great time, beautiful day. Lots of pedestrians, lots of cyclists, lots of fans, just enjoying the summer day.
How'd you get there, on two wheels or four wheels?
Now, I got there on four wheels, but there's plenty of boardwalks and plenty of people enjoying the outdoors here. I love it. It's amazing.
A big article in the Star this morning about cyclists and their attitude towards the law and others around them. It's that prevalent in biking around Toronto, biking here actually in Collingwood?
Well, they have a lot of dedicated bike lanes and trails. There's all sorts of places to enjoy. A lot of times we do see a lot of cyclists all riding together in a peloton where they're enjoying their training exercises. And they're a big group. But we need to realize that they're a vehicle. They're not a motor vehicle, but they're a vehicle. And when you're on the highway, the rules of the road still apply to everyone who's using that road and sharing that road. So some of the common sense things. When you're being overtaken, you need to pull to the right. You need to stay to the right. You can't block up a whole lane and prevent cars from passing, because a lot of times drivers are in these areas where it's difficult to pass vehicles. And so, you need to stay to the right. Obviously, there's a 1 meter rule for passing. So car drivers also need to understand that they need to respect those bicyclists. Because if there is a collision, the bicyclist or the cyclist pedestrian is going to pay the ultimate price. And that's one thing we don't want to see have happen. And it's happened too often already. But again, a stop sign, a red light, anything where you need to share the road with other motorists, that is all part of sharing the road, and that's the issue.
This article talks about one of the riders was an ex-cop, and he refused to give his name and information to the OPP officer, and she arrested the son of a gun. So bottom line is, you know, you're not entitled to be anonymous. And the other thing is, maybe that is the problem. Maybe bikes shouldn't be anonymous. Maybe they should be licensed.
Well, why was he an ex-cop? I hope maybe he's retired, or was this, it was another issue that he was previously a police officer. Yeah, as a pedestrian, as a cyclist, you are required by law to identify yourself to an officer when you're requested to identify yourself. So that's just common sense, and if they've done something wrong, they're accountable for those actions. If the officer saw them breaking a law, that is subject to enforcement, depending on the situation.
No, but as Dave said, wouldn't it be much easier if the bike had a little bit of had a license plate on the back?
Well, you know, I know in some towns and municipalities there actually is licensing. I know where I grew up. There used to be licensing for bicycles as well, just to, you know, if they're stolen or lost.
Yeah.
You can identify them, and if someone's riding it, you know, maybe it's a way of identifying the bicyclist.
Well, and as well, I mean, as a car driver, we have to pay all kinds of road tax and gas tax, and of course, that money goes back into the municipal coffers to keep the roads safe and to build new roads. The same way, the cost of the bicycle license would go to help make bicycle lanes.
Maybe, exactly. Obviously, it's very green. It's environmentally friendly. It's a great exercise. It's a great outdoor activity, and in Canada, you know, we don't get 52 weeks of beautiful bicycling weather, but I do see diehards riding their bikes even in wintertime.
Yep.
And you know, it's treacherous out there, and you've got to be careful. And if you're a bicyclist, you need to know what's going on around you. And if traffic is coming up from behind, someone gets hit from a bicycle, if you're just merging or moving in your lane and you get clipped, you're going to go down, and you're going to go down hard. And
you gotta worry. Well, that makes it difficult, too. I mean, a lot of times when they ride in packs, they could be 3, 4, 5 riders abreast, okay?
Yeah.
And so they're filling the whole lane for the most part, so it's hard to give them that space. How should they be riding these guys in a pack?
Well, if you're riding in a Peloton group, you need to be respectful with other road users as well, because you're probably only going 25 or 30 kilometers per hour, probably at best, for most cases. And traffic going by you wants to go by you probably at 50, 60, 70, depending in the country. And so you do need to pull to the right. When you're being overtaken, you need to pull to the right. There's no provision for driving 2 abreast or 3 abreast. It's all about individual accountability. So even though you're allowed to drive in a group of riders, that's no problem. Even you can get a car club and you can all go together and drive together, but you can't prevent other road users around you from enjoying the same experience.
Yeah, and so, the attitude is I don't know how many times I've been told that I'm number one. You know,
yeah.
Yeah, Dave, you know, you're number one.
Yeah, well, we're all number one, right? So, but, you know, on a day like today, it's beautiful out there. And do you know what? It can go from a beautiful day to the absolute worst day of your life if something happens. And sometimes we are just inches away from having our perfect day turn into a complete nightmare.
Yeah, and I think the answer here is a little more respect from everybody.
Please, you know, if share the road. There are all kinds of advocates for cycling. There's all kinds of advocates for a road for drivers. And there's all kinds of clubs and groups that you can go out and have some cruises with, have some fun. But please, if you're out there driving, keep your eyes open. Watch out for those other riders. And some of these riders might be young. They might be kids riding with their family.
Yep.
And they don't have that, maybe the common sense that you think is expected of them just because they're wearing the gear that makes them look like an expert. They might still be a very young rider, and so just keep extra vigilant. It's not that big of a deal. Sure, we might have to slow down for a few seconds or a minute, but in the end, how much does that actually delay you? You're going to get stopped at that next red light. You're not going to be getting your cue destination any slower, likely than if it had never happened.
So. All right, Kerry, want to thank you for joining us today.
Hey, awesome. Thanks for having me. Have yourself an awesome weekend, all right?
I got a picture of Dave trying to get into spandex. It looks amazing.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
well, I lost a bit of weight, you know. So
all right, let's go for a ride.
All right, take care. Enjoy all yourself. Right, this is Dave's Corner Garage, and if you've got a car care question of any kind or a question for Mr. Ryan, He's going to be back talking to us right after this break.
Alrighty, we're back. Ryan Rogers is with us from Car Cost Canada. In our culture, we have this sort of, you're going to buy a new car, you got to get ready to haggle.
Right.
Right?
Most people have an aversion to the, yes, to the experience, right?
Yeah. Right? Now, they found out that 50% of the people that walk in a showroom nowadays, we already know about the car because they've visited at least 3 websites, and they're ready to buy.
Absolutely.
Right? So, tell me how that works with your company.
Yeah, so, you know, the way, you know, first, you know, what we are, just to explain that, is we're an online new car, you know, pricing service, helping Canadians, serving Canadians actually since 1999, but helping them get the best price on their car, and like what we were talking about earlier, kind of making that experience a better experience, right?
Yeah.
Because we don't, you know, people often have the experience of, I saw a stat the other day that, you know, buying a car was right up there with public speaking for, mm-hmm, you know, being one of the worst, you know, fears that people have. So, you know, we want to eliminate that. It's supposed to be a fun experience. We want to make it a fun experience once again. And the way we do that is we try to bring quality dealers together with educated consumers and you know, make the process better for everybody. You know, get the customer a great deal and send them to a dealer that's going to give them a great experience.
Are we like the only industry? I think used housing is another one, and maybe new housing. Mm-hmm. But this car industry is sort, right, of grown up with the concept that you got to haggle the hell out of the sales guy.
That's right.
Before, yeah, you can walk out of there making yourself happy.
Absolutely. And yeah, it's one of the few industries for sure. And look, we're not saying that there is no negotiation process, but it can certainly be a lot smoother than it is today. And that's what we try and do, is bring more transparency.
Now, in your commercials, yeah, you talk about deducting so much money and adding $300. Walk me through that.
Right. So the way it works is the first thing you actually get is what we call a dealer invoice price report. And what that shows you, in effect, is the dealer invoice price of the car that you're looking at, and all of the available discounts that are offered by the manufacturer directly to the customer. So these are things like, you know, if you're a Costco member, if you're paying cash, they often will give you a direct discount on your purchase. Now, all of this information is actually available on our report, and that's what you're going to use to kind of, you know, get to your best price, so to speak.
So what you're saying is, yeah, is even though the salesman may turn around and say, I'm mm-hmm, giving you my cost price,
right,
and even show you a so-called invoice,
right,
there are way more things behind the curtain that,
yeah,
you don't even,
yeah,
you're not even aware
so,
of.
You know, they may be showing you the actual invoice, but you're right, behind the curtain is the right way to put it, because there's all kinds of discounts that they may or may not be showing you,
okay,
right? And these are things that the manufacturer is giving directly to them for selling the car. So these could be, you know, delivery credits. These, mm-hmm, could be, you know, if you're again, a cash buyer is a popular one. So we're kind of showing you all of those behind the curtain discounts, and making sure that you make that part of your calculation.
This way, I mean, if the number one thing for you is to make sure you're getting the best price in town,
yes,
this will certainly help you do
that.
Oh,
this is going to be a big factor in that. Yeah.
So your neighbor down the street's going to say, so how much did you pay? How come so much?
Right.
Is that what it is? Is, yeah, it's just a sign of manlihood that you can walk out with the biggest fish?
Well, I think for a lot of people, that's what it is. You know, we'll often get calls of people, you know, they didn't buy through us once, and they, you know, afterwards they were looking at the, you know what I mean, with the friend of theirs, and they were upset about it.
You know what I find was, yeah, they so concentrated on the price of the vehicle,
right,
they end up buying the wrong car.
Right.
You know, they buy, absolutely, the, instead of spending more money and buying a car with the options you really want and use,
right,
they end up buying the stripper,
right,
and then going out to the private market and buying wheels and buying all this stuff. And they end up with costing way more than they,
yeah,
could have.
And look, you know, I think the biggest factor is, you know, a lot of people, yes, they want a great price, but they don't want that negative experience associated with,
yeah,
buying the car. They want good service. They want the whole experience, right? And that's really what we're aimed at, is trying to make that a better experience from start to finish.
All right. So what's the, yeah, website, and how do people do it?
Yeah. So it's carcostcanada.com,
mm-hmm,
and they start by generating their free report. It's
well,
very
I'm
simple.
Free. Yeah. I heard something free.
So, can't get better than that.
Right. So the
well,
first,
free and $10 is better. Yeah.
So the first report's actually free. And again, it's going to showcase all of the items I was talking about. But yeah, they're going to go on the website. It's very simple. There's a choose your make, choose your model button. You know, you can build out all the options that you want from start to finish. And, you know, again, once you do that, you're going to get a recommendation to a dealer, you know, dealer invoice pricing, and, again, all the discounts that are available.
Now, but these are sort of run-of-the-mill, everyday sort of cars. Like, if I want a McLaren S or a Lamborghini.
If you want a McLaren or a Lamborghini, we're not going to be able to help you. But we have most new cars sold in Canada, the vast majority, even luxury brands as well.
So you cover, like, 99.99?
Yeah, I mean, we have, you know, Audis, Mercedes. We cover, you know, the vast majority of new cars sold in Canada.
Do you also handle leasing?
Leasing, we can give leasing advice, but normally, you know, we try to focus on making sure people get the best overall price on their new car.
Yeah. Now, do you find if guys walk in with cash, it's better?
Yeah, oftentimes there is discounts for cash buyers. Yeah, and yeah.
Because I'm thinking like the manufacturer has like 0.9 or 0.5. Right. I mean, well, how can you get money cheaper than that?
Well, so it's highly individual, right? Depending on what the manufacturer is offering, cash may be better or financing could be just as good. But we encourage people to build out a number of different vehicles just so they can see what those differences
compare
are.
Compare the...
Yeah, and you know, that's a huge...
Okay,
yeah.
Ryan's going to be here to be able to answer your questions if you've got questions about replacing your car.
If I'm going to bring a big bag of cash, do they prefer plastic or paper?
Well, that's the problem. First off, if it's over $10,000, it's a problem for the dealership.
Really?
Yeah, because it could be money that's not clean.
Oh, okay.
Right? You could have got it by selling your medications over the... my Oxycontin's for
You didn't
sale.
Reply to my ad.
You know, every time I go to the doctor, I get Oxycontin. I don't know what to do with this stuff. Right? So I'm saying it's the idea not for laundering money. So, and there are many cases where in super dealerships, they won't even take a large amount of cash.
Really?
Yeah. So cash costs the company money.
All right. We got a bunch of callers on the line already. So after this break, we're going to get right to them. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
All righty. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. By the way, the Ontario government has decided that if you're buying an EV, Ryan, you sell those things, don't you?
Yeah, we've got reports on EVs.
EVs, it's all over. Apparently, July the 11th was the last time you could order a car.
Oh, really?
And it had to be delivered by September the 11th.
Right, but if there's something on the lot and you take delivery, can you not get the rebate?
Maybe. I'm thinking that's the only way you're going to get one if you really wanted one.
And if there's any on the lot.
Right. And the other thing is, well, they sold almost 900 Chevy Bolts so far this year. So it did move. But I think paying somebody $15,000 or $14,000 to buy a car, I don't know.
Well, I wonder what's going to happen.
Right. Well, what's going to happen is we will see what the market actually wants. Maybe the manufacturers will stop gouging and start giving the value.
Well, I hear, and we're talking to Ryan about the best price in town for a car, and now
can you get those things, electric vehicles?
Yeah, I mean, we have reports on all of the on many of the electric vehicles, the Volt, the Bolt, those kinds of things. You know, we certainly found that there was a number of people that were interested when these rebates were huge, but I also found, like what you said, it's more to the fact that they were giving so much money away that it's kind of hard not to consider it as an option, right?
And the used car market that is still wide open.
Right.
I've seen Leafs all over the place.
Right.
Some for $5,000 and some for $11,000.
That's right.
It really depends. The market's all over the place. It hasn't settled down.
Oh, really? Can you buy them that cheap?
Yeah. I saw one for $5,000 with high Ks on it.
How many? What do you call high Ks?
100.
And I wonder, though, is there any idea, is there any way to find out if the battery's got a whole lot of life left? You know?
They give you 8 years on the battery.
Okay.
So, I mean, the idea is they're bringing new technology into the cycle, right? But after 8 years, what do you do now? Apparently there are guys out there starting to rebuild these things.
Would that be all right?
Yeah, I think so. It'll be a market, but just...
Well, for $5,000 for a Leaf, how can you go wrong with that?
Well, how far can you go? 84 miles or something.
I don't know.
All right, let's go to the phones.
We're going
to
go to Brian in Scarborough, who's got some weird, wicked noise going on there. Brian, what can we do for you?
I have a 2011 4Runner, and I had a little bit of a rattle in the back, and my neighbor checked, and apparently the heat shield where the exhaust goes over the axle has dropped down.
Right.
Now, can he wire that up with mechanics wire?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, okay. Like, I thought, and he said I should get it sprayed underneath.
Well, it's the problem is that it's too hot there. I mean, first of all, you've got to fix it, okay?
Right.
You got to reattach that heat shield. The whole idea is that it stops the heat from going, you know, generating around it. In a lot of cases these days, this is where you have to be very careful. A lot of cases these days, gas tanks are made out of plastic, Okay. So if the exhaust runs close to it, it's in theory you could cause it to leak or melt. So you do want to put it back. As far as spraying it down the road, no, there's not a whole lot you can do. Like I say, especially, you know, there's so much heat being generated. Dave, what if you sprayed around the exhaust?
Well,
what would happen?
It burns off. Mm-hmm. What happens if they? You're talking about like a crown coating. Hello.
Hello.
Are you talking about spraying it like a crown coating?
Like a rust protection?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, he suggested I get oil spray, but...
So it must be pretty dry under there.
Yeah.
Okay. Email me at davescornergarage.com. You'll find there's a link there. Give me your address, and I'll send you a really nice coupon. It'll save you almost $60.
Okay.
All right? And then you'll get it sprayed. But what'll happen after the spray is it'll smell because the oil will be burning off the exhaust system. But definitely get your repairs done first because I don't like working on greasy, oily underneath.
Very good.
All right. All right, Brian, thanks for calling in. Good luck.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Enjoy your car. Yeah, right. So I'll give him a coupon and he can get the thing sprayed.
But I think they'll inform him, beforehand. I mean, you obviously can't spray the stuff right on the exhaust system, for example.
No, but that's overspray.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens when they start it up, it smokes for a little bit.
Yeah.
The oil's not really that flammable.
Okay.
But the heat shields actually started for California because the catalytic converters, when they're being installed, were running about 1,200 degrees.
Right.
And so they would start grass fires.
Well, those heat shields, yes, because you have heat shields that are on top of the exhaust, but you have them below the exhaust.
Below the exhaust, too.
So the shield you're talking about is so that tall grass doesn't come in contact with that hot part.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So if a guy's smooching with his girlfriend in the middle of a wheat field,
mm-hmm. it don't catch fire.
It don't catch fire.
I'm feeling some heat here, baby.
Oh, man, you're making me hot. All righty. Tiguan. We got a fellow on the phone with a Tiguan. I wonder what Tiguan stands for. I think it's tiger.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
All right. What's wrong with yours?
Bat?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Sorry. I'm with you now.
Okay.
My Tiguan, the turbocharger, does not work anymore. And I'm looking at getting it replaced, but I want to know if that's really necessary. It's like $3,000 to replace it.
Well, what's the symptom now? Have you got a lack of power, or is the car smoking bad, or you got a check engine light?
No, it's not doing anything. I have had it looked at. It's a diagnostic, and they're sure it's the turbocharger. And I've taken it in, and the mechanic looked at it and said that there's no parts on the outside that he can fix, because sometimes there's something that gets stuck and you can fix it. But he said, no, we have no luck with that one, so it does need replacing. And it's only got like 63,000 kilometers on there.
And how old is it? It's a 12?
2013,
and we're now 2008. You know what? You may be able to make a claim on the emission control warranty. All cars have emission control warranties come with them. They don't advertise them. Look in your book.
Yeah.
You know, our motto around here is RTFM. Which means read the manual.
Oh, okay.
All right, look in the back part of the manual, and you'll see a series of warranties. 3 years, 60,000 Ks are for everything, but there's an emission control warranty. This could fall under the emission control warranty, and then if it does, I would contact your local VW dealer and see what they have as an option.
I did get in touch with them because the warranty for the car was just up like in 2 months.
Right.
Okay.
So they wouldn't do anything to assist me with that.
Okay, but like I was saying, if you can go after the emission control warranty, that's a big help. And $3,000 is a lot of money. But
it is.
The car has to operate properly, and if it's designed with that, that's all we can do.
All right, good luck.
Thanks, Pat.
Yeah, and if you don't have any luck with a local dealer, by all means, you can dial that 1-800 number. Call the head office. Go to the top. I want to speak to the president.
Yeah. Okay. We're coming back here with Mike Wilson from Lant Insurance. By the way, if you go to davescornergarage.com, click on the Lant button, and it'll take you to every car event in this area of the woods and fields.
We're going to Oro.
Yeah.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. As Dave said earlier, if you missed the show, you can check us out. We have all the old shows there on davescornergarage.com. And, you know, people call in mostly with new cars or relatively new cars, but there's a lot of people out there, fans, who have older cars, cars that they only drive on the weekend. You know, they're babies. They polish them. They take good care of them. And they like to go to shows. And speaking of shows, we're going to go out to, where is it, Oro.
We are live in the big metropolis of Orono.
Orono. Okay, I apologize. So this is a big car show happening there.
There is, yeah, just off of the 115-35 highway there.
Yeah, it's called Noons.
Noons Car Show. It's a super cruise, and they boast anywhere between 600, 800 cars. So
that's huge.
Massive. Yeah.
And, Mike, I heard that they're going to have a burnout show after that.
They actually end the show on a real high note. They start smoking tires, so got a nice designated area where guys just line up. They'll probably have 30 cars probably partake in that.
I love it. I think I'd show up with a sailing truck and start selling them rubber.
Well, I'm contemplating using the work vehicle here.
Yeah. I know. Mike, we're talking also that you have a big contest going on.
Yes, we're celebrating actually our 40th anniversary.
Wow.
In business, selling classic car insurance. So in order to, do it right, we're giving away some major prizes. And we actually just drew our early bird prize, which was a trip for two, all expenses paid to the Barrett Jackson in Vegas.
Oh, cool.
September.
I love it. That's good. That's in Las Vegas, I believe, right?
Exactly, yeah. So two lucky guys from Durham are going out there, and we've got a big major grand prize, actually, which is, again, trip for two, a little more VIP experience going out to Scottsdale, Arizona, Barrett Jackson there in January. So it's quite the event. Plus, we're actually giving away a whole bunch of other prizes. Like this month alone, we're giving away six Google Homes.
Mm-hmm.
Next month is a bunch of Fitbits we're tossing out. Two iPads for a bonus draw. There's going to be some Bluetooth speakers, and then there's also gas cards as well.
Mike, I just wanted to ask you, for people who are new to the hobby, maybe they just picked up a car that they want a baby, they want to rebuild with their son or daughter. Lant Insurance is all about what?
Classic car insurance for the enthusiast. So if you have a classic or a modern collectible, a lot of guys are buying newer stuff, Mustangs, Corvettes. If it's a special interest vehicle or a classic vehicle, we're your go-to insurance shop for that.
So the whole idea is that it's not costing you what your daily driver would cost, correct?
Oh, it's on average, the premium's around $300. So, and that's for the year.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it's because they don't put a lot of miles on it. I mean, my toy is maybe I put 300, 400 miles a year on it, and the rest of the time it's sitting on a shelf.
Now, for people who want to attend the shows and they want to find out where they are, how do they do that?
Well, actually, if you go right onto our website, we've got an events calendar on there where we're showing all major shows in the province. So just pop on there and you can get it all.
And the site is?
Lantinsurance.ca.
Perfect.
And we should also mention that Lant doesn't always just supply classic car insurance. We're also doing home insurance, your regular driver,
exactly.
Whatever else you got, your boat, a snowmobile, whatever you're doing.
All the toys. We've even got a product, a new product that we just came out with for antique car dealerships, museums, restoration shops, and storage facilities. So we definitely eat, breathe, and live it.
So you're a full-service insurance company.
You got it.
There you go. You can use that as your new logo. I'll give it to you.
I appreciate that.
So is it hot out there? How's the weather?
Well, the sun is shining, a little breezy, which is nice right now. You're able to stay cool, but still see some cool cars.
So alrighty.
It's beautiful weather.
So bring your box of water and head out to Highway 115 and 35.
Noons, Petro-Canada for the Super Cruise.
Yeah, and he's not surcharging for gas.
Take care, Mike. Thanks for joining
us. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, that's no problem. Dave'sCornerGarage.com. You can find Lance there. Just click on their logo, and it'll take you right to their site, and then you can see what's going on. We'll be right back after these quick messages. Well, there's guys named Kenny Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
There's guys named Roy Rogers. But we got Ryan Rogers. Soon to be a star. Ryan, just quickly before we take calls, we mentioned something about pro memberships. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so, you know, the way it starts off is obviously the free report, but with Pro, what you're going to get is the opportunity to really compare multiple vehicles. And, you know, as we were discussing, incentives are such a big deal in terms of what you're going to save. So you're really going to want to, you know, a lot of people aren't necessarily sure exactly what they want, and there's a lot of vehicles within the class that they may want to look at. And so we find the Pro membership gives you 5 additional reports. We instantly update the price anytime it changes. You know, incentives are always changing monthly. So we're really keeping you up to date with all of the discounts. And
yeah,
allowing you to
that happened to me. Yeah. You couldn't give me a price. Right. And then 3 weeks later, or 2 weeks later, you emailed me the information that I wanted, and bingo, I bought the car.
That's right. And we're always keeping up, whether it's by email or within your dashboard. The Pro is really going to allow you to have the newest, the quickest information.
It's not, how much is it?
It's $30.
I mean, bingo. It's
For five or
stay out of Timmy's for 2 days and you're good to go.
Absolutely. Yeah, for the amount you could save, it's really...
How much is a box of donuts?
15, I think.
Right. There's 2 boxes of donuts you don't need.
Absolutely.
To buy a car that you do need. So it's really a great service. You better have an insight into what's going on in the industry.
Absolutely.
Well, you were talking earlier about times of year, for example. So, right. I mean, if you... You know, maybe you wanted to buy one this week. Well, if you hung on a couple of weeks, end of the year is usually a better time, correct?
Yeah, I mean, we also find that there is a balance between, you know, buying the remaining stock of that model year.
Uh-huh.
And also, you know, this is generally a good time of year to buy a new car, especially into August, September. You know, as they're bringing in the 2019s, they're wanting to phase out the 2018s, and they're really going to be providing, you know, higher and higher levels of incentives. And, you know, we find dealers will probably be willing to deal in slightly lower markups.
Yeah.
And again, this is vehicle dependent, but...
And Alan, they're right, must be in stock. At the dealership at time of purchase.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right. So, you know, it really is a good time to start looking and a good time to start comparing, because you're going to see how those incentives change, you know, month to month, especially if you're, you know, willing to wait a couple months.
I love that.
Oh, so great. So just pay your $30, you sign up, and you'll tell people, ding, 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 it's time.
Don't we get a coupon?
Absolutely.
Like a...
Yeah, so we also, you know, with the Pro membership, you get $50 in free gas from Esso. So really, it's kind of a better than free opportunity.
Yeah, or my house, you could eat my house and get free gas too.
All right.
We have a question from Raymond here, who's bought a Pacifica. Raymond, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I thought I would let you know about this little story. I talked to you about 5 months ago, reference buying a Pacifica. Well, I end up buying one.
Yes.
Very pleased with it. I'm getting 63K.
Per
out of the battery. We're very pleased with that. We got the rebate from the government. We bought a vacational property up in Innisville. I requested the builder to put in a 240 volt and 110 outlet with a meter on it for my parking underground. Lo and behold, he came back with a quotation of $10,000.
Okay. I have a lot of automotive property, and we're talking with a company called Flow.
Yes, I know Flow very well.
Right. I think you should contact them.
Yeah.
All right. They were very, very good to us. I mean, I was getting numbers like $3,000. All right. It isn't that complicated an install. I mean, running a 250 is right off your washer and dryer. So.
Well, but this is in a condominium complex with underground parking.
Yes. It still has 250 somewhere.
When I did take possession of the property, lo and behold, the 2 wires were hanging down through the ceiling, ready to hook up, but I declined to pay the $10,000.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. But I end up, there's a 110 volt plug right beside my car.
And it'll take a month for
overnight.
It to charge. Will it charge overnight?
Yep.
All right, well, that's a solution.
Well,
but I would talk to these guys.
So I'll save $10,000.
And that's outrageous.
Well, the other part of it is, too, that that outlet that you're using, is it on a separate meter?
No. Belongs to the building, which I pay maintenance for.
Right, so you're essentially, aside from that maintenance fee, you're not paying for that electricity then, correct?
Nope.
Well, that sounds like the better way to go.
It is a better way to go, but the other thing is, I think I read somewhere by law, either late January or February of last year, it was by law any property, car parking for plazas or undergrounds have to provide outlets for electrical cars. Is that true?
I'm not sure, but I doubt it's now because the government changed. I remember that she was pushing a lot of green, and I think that's probably changed now because they're walking away from EVs. And basically, there's no more
So now you got to spend green to save green.
Save green, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Alrighty. Well, okay. Thanks.
I'm green with envy.
Great, nice, great information.
Nice car.
Okay, we have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be back on the phone lines. And this is Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Dave Redinger, Alan Gelman, and
Ryan Rogers.
Mr. Rogers.
Happy trails.
Okay, and we got a little bit of news that we want to give to you. How many guys have seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Not me.
Okay. Yes, you have. You told me about it. And what was the car he was driving? Ferrari 250 GT, worth approximately $12 million.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that car's for sale. They're going to have an auction up in Monterey, and they're expecting big bucks for this car. So this is the actual car that they used in the movie. The one that Ferris Bueller actually drove was a mock-up. They wouldn't actually give him the real car to drive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it was throwing the movie out of budget, so we won't talk about that anymore.
You should give your car to a movie scene.
Yeah.
They pay you by the day.
You know what happens? I used to do cars for them.
Mm-hmm.
I did RoboCop, so my wife drove a RoboCop for a while.
Okay.
Which was a new Taurus, mm-hmm. but it was all done up in satin colors.
How did they get her to stop saying, would you please slow down? Would you please watch where you're going? She didn't have a, she wasn't getting paid to talk
about
that movie.
She got a lot of respect, though, I gotta tell you. Then I had one guy that the movie producer wanted me to paint this Cadillac a certain color beige.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to mail it over to you. I'll send it over to you. So he sends it over by courier, and I open the envelope, and there's nothing inside. So I phone him up and I go, what happened? Where's the color? No, it's the color of the envelope. All right. So we're never dealing with the top of the clock here, you know. So I paint the car, we get it all prepped, and he comes at night and it's inside and he says, it's not the right color. And I'm going, well, it's the color of the envelope. It's just not the right color. It's not what I envisioned. I says, no problem. We'll redo it overnight, and then you come in the morning. All we did in the morning was push it out in the daytime. That's the color I wanted.
Now you got it right.
Oh, it was lots of fun. Ontario, we know, is ending EV rebates. So if you're making a deal, I guess you will have to be buying the car from a dealer in stock or phone Ryan and let him find one for you.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you can find one, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we can definitely look into it and reach out to our extensive dealer network and give it a try.
You know, and I always say car dealers are liars. Not car dealers, apologize. Car manufacturers are liars. Nissan has now been found to have misconduct in their exhaust and fuel economy tests. So there's another one, Dieselgate, coming, and except this time it is for Nissan.
Is there anybody who actually has been cleaned through all of this?
No, none of them. They're all tainted by the same brush. And it's the last brush we're talking about is our buddy Mr. Trump. And Toyota has announced if tariffs go through, certain models will no longer be imported into the United States.
Like what?
They haven't mentioned. They're just saying that they're basically, everybody's rattling a saber and saying, you know, if you do this, I'll do that. If you don't behave, I'll do this. And it's all crazy. It's all politics.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to finally happen because, you know, we're so dependent on the car industry here, manufacturing and a support, of course, and companies like Magna, which are all local companies, how they're going to fare. I wonder.
Well, one job in factory is 6 to 8 jobs outside as suppliers, and overall affects 18 people in the general public.
So 18 times every person that works
at a GM thing.
Wow, that's huge.
This could actually cause 750,000 people in the U.S. to lose their employment.
Well, what about here? I mean, for example, look at St. Thomas, you know, where they have the Kamai plant. That's going to be out of business?
Well, they had in St. Thomas, they were building the Crown Vic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's finally cycled out. They never replaced it.
Right.
So it's gone.
Wow.
So things change all the time. So Ryan, tell your company, how do we get a hold of it?
So yeah, you're going to want to go to carcostcanada.com and generate your free report today.
Okay.
And spend $30.
Yeah.
Well, that pro deal was great.
Absolutely. Once you've generated the report and you get a sense of how it works, we strongly recommend everybody upgrade to pro and really start comparing because that's really the core value.
And you get a $50 gas card.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Now, remember the car business is the first 3 months of the year.
Right.
Right. And I shouldn't say for 3 months. It's actually late part of April, May, June, and a little couple of weeks in July, and it's over because we all go on holidays.
Right.
And now comes back September. The kids are back from school. So the second half of September, October, November, the first week of December, and we're gone. So there's only two times a year when you're really buying cars. And this, we're coming up to the next big buying season.
Absolutely. And also people have to remember when things are slow, that's another time when you know, dealers have to hit their numbers. You know, maybe incentives will increase. So, you know, we encourage people to think about it that way. There's always a time to buy a car. And it's really what is the right time for you and what are you looking to buy. And that's what's so great about this pro membership is being able to compare.
Right. There's a caller left on the phone. Andy, would you please hold on? We'll talk to you off air and give you the answers that you want. Dave'sCornerGarage.com is the site to go to. Sebastian, thank you for doing another exemplary job, especially on my notes. Ryan, thank you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you for being with us.
And I'm the handsome guy you hear on the radio, and you can see me in person at Glen Allen Motors.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
And I'm doing nothing this afternoon. I think I'm looking forward to a good nap at the pool.
And you finished painting the pool?
Yep, it's all done.
Perfect. And the raccoons, they've been visiting you?
No, I put up these big giant owls.
Yeah. Oh, the plastic ones?
Yeah, and they keep away.
Really?
So it's worked pretty good. We used to have snakes that we used to buy. they ate the heads off. So anything else. Alrighty, have a great weekend. Remember to keep the shiny side up, the greasy side down, and we'll see you on the flip-flop. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.